From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, September 23rd. Part of today's Glenn County Board of Supervisors meeting will be devoted to a public hearing on the closure of Glenn Medical Center. It's the only hospital and emergency room in the county. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports.
The Willows Hospital was originally set to close October 21st after losing funding from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, but yesterday, hospital officials announced it will close sooner, in a week, on September 30th. Sierra Sacramento Valley Emergency Services Agency oversees ambulance and emergency medical services in the region. In a preliminary report, the agency says the shutdown will likely lead to more 911 calls. It also warns that local law enforcement and first responders will likely feel the strain. The supervisors' meeting begins at 9 o'clock this morning in Willows. The public hearing on the hospital's closure is scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon. A final impact report is expected afterwards. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
In other news, should the water you drink help protect your teeth or be left alone? Today, Oroville residents will have a chance to weigh in on that question. NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports they're being asked whether the mineral fluoride should stay in their tap water.
A year ago, Oroville City Council voted to stop adding fluoride to its water, but the State Utilities Commission has the final say. Lonnie Lind is a manager with Cal Water in Oroville. She says the California Public Utilities Commission, or CPUC, will base its decision on what they hear from the community today.
If customers come out to express their opinions, they're likely going to be making their decision with those opinions in mind. It's going to become a part of public record.
In the 1950s, Oroville residents pushed for fluoridated water. Today, the debate has shifted, with national figures raising doubts. States like Utah and Florida have banned fluoride in drinking water, despite medical experts saying it's safe. The debate is showing up locally.
I would receive calls from customers asking if we add fluoride to the drinking water, at what concentrations, and if we could stop once they find out that we do.
The meetings are at the Oroville City Council chambers, the first at 2 p.m. and the second at 6.
That was NSPR's Claudia Brancart. And the U.S. Forest Service plans to gather and remove wild horses by Mono Lake as a way to manage their numbers. But Cap Radio's Manila Sakaira says local tribes and some advocacy groups want them left alone.
The Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management first started these roundups in the 70s. Officials say managing their numbers prevents the degradation of public lands. Now, the Forest Service plans to do a roundup of the Mono Lake Band of wild horses by the California-Nevada border. A 2024 census estimates there are nearly 700 horses in the area. The agency plans to reduce the number to somewhere between 138 and 230. Raina Salk is the vice chair of the Udu-Udu-Gwetu Paiute tribe. She says the tribe has a deep relationship with these horses.
Our people lived with them. They're our ancestors, and they need to be protected.
Salk says the tribe supports a two-year stop to the roundup so that they can be included in planning.
Well, I'm hoping that they'll listen and we get our two-year stall and we go forward with our plan of maintaining the herd.
She says they're also in support of using tools to control the horse's fertility over physical removal. The agency may begin the roundup sometime after October 20th. Manola Sakaira, Cap Radio News.
Also, Redding's public television station has cut staff after losing federal funding. According to the Redding Record Searchlight, KIXE has laid off 5 people, or about a third of its staff. 4 vacant positions were closed. As of this month, KIXE has only 10 employees. Following federal funding cuts to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, KIXE lost more than 40% of its budget. It still needs about $400,000 to keep operating in 2026. The station says remaining staff have taken on extra tasks to keep the station running, and they've asked for support from donors and local nonprofits. Additionally, homelessness is still on the rise in Tehama County, but there are fewer people sleeping on the streets. That's according to the 2025 Tehama County Point in Time Count, which surveys the unhoused population. In the 2 years since the last count, over 750 people were placed into permanent housing, but well over 1,000 people became homeless. There has been progress in the county. The number of unsheltered people decreased by nearly 10%, and the county has more beds available in homeless shelters. According to the report, affordable housing is the biggest barrier. The county says no matter how hard a person experiencing homelessness in Tehama is willing to work, they'll remain homeless until there's more affordable housing. Also, a Chico police officer was fired in January after an internal investigation. Now, we've learned he was let go for having multiple sexual relations while on duty. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
The details of the incident were uncovered by a public records request made by the Chico Enterprise Record. According to the paper, former Sergeant Mike Williams had sexual relationships with what appears to be five women while on duty in 2023. The police department was informed about these relationships from multiple people in the community. In a termination letter obtained by the paper, a supervisor said Williams' conduct was extremely undesirable, but not illegal. NSPR requested an interview, but the department instead referred us to a written statement. It said the Chico Police Department acknowledged the release of the documents and confirmed it had investigated and later fired Williams. Chico Police Chief Billy Aldridge wrote that Williams' behavior did not reflect the values of the department. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
Additionally, researchers at UC Davis say approval of the National Rifle Association, or NRA, is closely tied to political violence. A national survey of more than 8,000 people found NRA backers are significantly more likely to see violence as justified. They're also more likely to say they'd shoot someone for political goals. Only half of NRA supporters reported owning guns. The authors say NRA supporters who oppose violence may be uniquely positioned to help build a culture that rejects it. And finally, the Yuba County Sheriff's Office says it's dismantled a 3D gun printing operation in Marysville. Officials say their problem-oriented policing team started an investigation earlier this month into the manufacturing and illegal sale of 3D printed guns. Officers executed a search warrant last week in Marysville. They found a fully operational workshop with tools. Law enforcement also recovered 8 handguns and several 3D printed handgun frames and assault weapons. 3 Marysville residents were arrested and booked into Yuba County Jail on firearm-related charges. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, September 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.